Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Buckle up. Anything can happen here.
Oh, hell yeah. Let it ride.
Let it ride. Yeah.
Hammer and Nigel present Caller Roulette.
Now, most responsible radio shows have a system set up where you call into the show. The producer will talk to you off the air. Producer will find out what you want to talk about.
A call screener is what they're referred to.
Correct.
Sometimes.
This segment, we don't do that. You call Allison, you give her your name, and Nigel and I fly blind into the wild, wild west here. We call it Caller Roulette. So if you're online right now, again, turn your radio down, be brief, do not swear. That's all we're asking. Anything goes other than that. Brian, you are up first. Welcome to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. How are you?
Awesome.
Brian.
Hey, listen. Real quick, man, I want to talk about the crime in Marion County that we don't have down in Brown County. I moved down there about 5 years ago now. Let me tell you, I moved right before the pandemic, and I got extremely lucky to move before all that went to you know what. But anyway, listen, I'm glad I don't have to give my tax dollars to Marion County. I don't have to worry about the purple line or the blue line or the red line. I don't have to worry about anything in Marion County because Brown County is so peaceful and laid back. We have 17,000 residents. It's like your own militia. One more thing.
I was with you until the word militia. But go ahead,
Brian.
One more thing, man. You guys got to come down to Nashville. The town would like to see a lot of more visitors. It's safe. Good time.
Hammer and Nigel road trip to Nashville. I like it. Let's do it.
Yes, sir. Hammer and Nigel road trip to Nashville. Hey, you can stop by Moonacres and we can just party right out there on Franklin Street.
Right on, Brian, the unofficial mayor of Brown County. Thank you so much. Yeah, I love some Brown County, man.
Oh,
I used
to
DJ
beautiful.
Tons of weddings down there, the Story Inn and some other places. I got you. Phil, you are up next. Welcome to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Yeah, hey, guys. Just real quick, you were talking about the prosecution in the Delphi case a while ago and talking about how the prosecutor wouldn't want something to be, you know, to get out.
Sure.
That's actually just, I mean, I know it's not something you guys deal with all the time. That's called exculpatory evidence. You can't hide any of that. That has to come out. Everything has to come out. You don't get to put your best, you know, face forward on a case. You don't get to put lipstick on it. It's, this is what they said.
But
period. You don't get to pick and choose. Everything comes out, or you get in lots and lots of trouble.
Phil, I assume you have a legal background of some type?
A little.
Okay. So does the judge have the ability to throw some things out of the court, though?
Absolutely. Yes. There are things that they're not allowed to allow in, hearsay, that sort of thing. But, yeah, I mean, if you have evidence, I mean, in this particular case, if a guy said things that he did something that didn't really happen, yes, absolutely. That's exculpatory. And that would definitely be the judge would have the final say on what happens. But if the judge found out you didn't allow that to come in, that you somehow edited the statement so it didn't bother saying that he admitted to doing things that didn't happen to the victims, I can imagine jail time for anybody that would do that.
Well, I don't think that's what happened necessarily. I think they're just trying to decide whether or not to let that in.
You said, well, the prosecutor has no choice.
Okay.
If somebody says something, that's in.
Got it.
Okay.
Thank you, Phil. Very helpful. Tim, welcome to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
How you doing? Now, you do need to come down to Nashville down there, Brown County, where I'm from, too. But we do stuff a little differently down here. I bought a house. I'm talking about these squatters in these roads. We had bought a house about 8 years ago down here, and there were some squatters in it. Well, we didn't call the police like most of us don't do down here. We decided to throw a 6-foot python in there and a pit bull, and you should have seen them running out of that house. Now, we need to do this in the streets. If you can't do it with that tire, rope around them, tie into your bumper, and I guarantee they're going to get up and move. Just an opinion, but come on down to Nashville. They got a couple nice places there.
Where does one purchase a python in Nashville?
Well, it was Indiana. a friend of mine. Everybody knows everybody down here, but I guarantee you one thing, them damn squatters never come back.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate that.
I love Tim.
Love that. Mike, welcome to the Hammer and Nigel Show, Mike.
Good evening, guys. Just want to let you know that, man, I am excited to see Scott Dixon at Tales from the Track.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Got your tickets lined up, man? You ready to go?
Oh, man, absolutely. I got them first thing that morning when they went on sale.
Yeah, the Iceman's going to be cool. Like 2008 winner, just won in Long Beach this past weekend. And he's a fun dude. He's got some good stories.
Yeah, my son works for HMD Motorsports.
Oh, cool. Right on.
He's an engineer.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Mike.
I'm being inundated with requests for people that wanted to go but just took their sweet-ass time trying to buy tickets. And I'm like, sorry, I've already talked to Trisha. There's nothing.
And again, we've said this before.
We got a contest going on, right?
Yeah. Contest page at WIBC.com. But we were talking about this earlier. Our listeners, and really the WIBC listeners, Tony's and Casey and Rob's, Tony Kennett's, the most loyal listeners on the planet. We are so fortunate to have the group of people that listen to this program every single day. I've worked in radio since I was a teenager. You have too, Nige, and I've never seen anything like this. This is so awesome, and we're very lucky to have the jobs we have with the listeners like you guys. All right, now that I've kissed your ass enough, Jake, welcome to the Hammer and Nigel Show. What's up, Jake?
Oh, Earth Rider, great Earth Rider, thanks for the changing seasons and the birds chirp, chirp. And for the month of May in Indiana, we've got the Pacers, we've got the Racers, baby. It's time to Indiana, users, Rojana!
It sounded like Joe Biden at the beginning of that phone call. Did I hear a...
Wheezy Rider. I mean, I think it's what he was going for, because that's a Biden quote. Sean, welcome to the Hammer and Nigel Show. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, man.
Hey, guys. Big fan of your show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. I do have a beef, though, real quick. I'm a big fan of Mock. I'm a big fan of, I listen to Rob Kendall. I've heard them both come on the program and say, basically, people are voting for Trump. Half the nation are idiots. I took offense to that, and I was pretty upset about that. Mock saying that you've got a rock star in DeSantis, but people are voting for this guy who has 36 indictments. Saying that is kind of like saying, well, you believe those indictments are just and fair. So that bothered me. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to listen to these guys anymore. But I still listen to you. So.
Well, we appreciate that. And again, we ask them for their opinions, right? And they give us their opinions. And listen, if you listen to our show long enough, you're probably not going to like every single thing I or Nigel say.
I'm not sure I understand what he was upset at.
Well, he's upset that Rob and Mock, when we have her on rotating Mondays, weren't all in on the Trump train. Because Mock was a DeSantis supporter from the beginning, and Rob brings up some different perspectives.
But we're past that now. We're past, it's a binary choice now. It's Trump or Biden.
Right.
Got news for you.
Zachary, you get the last word, my friend. Welcome to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
That's awesome. Hey, I listen. My radio don't come off 93.1. I listen to you guys every day. You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. I kind of wanted to expose an insurance company, if I might. Me and my family, we just experienced 2 years ago, we lost our home to a fire. And,
I'm sorry.
You know, no one likes to go through that. And it was our first time, obviously, experiencing it. And we went with a company that our insurance had recommended, and they were out of Ohio. And I live in the small town of Spiceland. It's just the east of Indy, about 35 miles. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I've heard of Spiceland, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so grateful to be a part of such a great community. So
what happened, bud?
Well, they come in and said that, hey, this is what we can do for you. We left it in their hands. We're like, hey, if you guys want to put it back however, you can put it back the same. But the contractor decided to add a floor plan to the upstairs, three-bedroom and a bath, full bath upstairs. Well, long story short, after the completion of the home, we end up with a one-bedroom and a one-bath upstairs. And that we did not want, they mismeasured the trusses that went on the house when they put the siding on. They never finished it. They wanted the last payment on the last draw for them, and I said, look, we'll pay it when you come back and put gutters on my house because it's not done. He put a lien on my home.
Mm. Ooh.
They put a lien on it, and this company is called Bailfish.
Okay, Bailfish. So Zachary, what I would do if I were you, I know money might be tight.
Better it's a rough business economy. Bureau.
Better Business Bureau, lawyer up. Once a lot of these companies start hearing from your representation, sometimes magically they change their tune. That would be what I would do if I were you. Okay.
Well, we did. We contacted a lawyer and two of them, and every time we do, it seems like they don't want to work. Like we went through the whole spiel. At the end of the day, they never contacted us back.
Reach out to the Attorney General's office as well. Maybe that's an approach you can do. Just maybe have somebody provide a little muscle and scare these people into not being such, creeps, for a better choice of words. So there you go. All right, out of time. Caller roulette, awesome as always. You guys rock. It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.